Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is the largest nonprofit funder of leading-edge research for every type of blood cancer, including leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other rare types of blood cancers. This year, I've been nominated to be a Visionary of the Year for LLS Orange County and the Inland Empire and participate in a fundraising competition against two other candidates also vying for the title. This competition lasts for 10 weeks and challenges local community leaders to raise funds to support LLS's mission. Here to tell us more about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is Diane Callahan, a superstar volunteer with LLS and a former visionary herself. Thank you for joining me.
I am so glad to be here, and I'm so excited for your campaign. I can't even tell you.
Well, Diane, start by telling us, what is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's so funny. I always hear people say the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm like, I'll take it. As long as you're talking about the organization. They actually began raising funds to fund research in 1949 when a family's son was diagnosed with leukemia. And there were no treatments back then. There were no treatments for quite some time after that date. But that's where LLS started. It's the largest nonprofit organization funding research into cures and new treatments for blood cancers. And what I love so much about LLS, and I'll tell you more, but years ago, we used to have this one slide that in like when we were meeting with like sponsors to try to get them to sponsor the organization. And this slide showed how many different kinds of cancers and illnesses that LLS research has created greater efficacy in treatments. So breast cancer, brain cancer, even diabetes and arthritis, like all these different places where organizations and life-threatening illnesses that this research that LLS does has a huge impact in. So I love to tell people that because sometimes they're like, well, I don't know anybody with blood cancer. And then I say, oh, you just haven't asked, because there's a lot of us who are survivors and there are a lot of people who would tell you who they've lost to blood cancer.
Tell us about the three pillars of the mission of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
So the three pillars are, one, research, and I'm going to get into them a little bit, but they're research, advocacy, and patient access and support. And they form like this beautiful three-legged stool that change and save lives. So with research, it's so amazing what LLS has done. I want to look at my notes here. 75%, listen to this, 75% of nearly 100 FDA-approved blood cancer treatments in the last 5 years, just 5 years, LLS has been a major part of advancing them. So there's so many new treatments always coming out, personalized medicine and looking at the genome and figuring out what is actually going to be helpful to that individual patient. And that's what LLS is doing out there. It's amazing that they're pioneering many, I would say most, of the most innovative ways to treat blood cancers, which then trickles into other things. The advocacy portion, so amazingly important, because we have to go to Congress regularly to get bills passed that support the research that we want to do. Number one, not financially, but just grassroots efforts to get our representatives, our congresspeople, supporting what we're doing, and also driving policy about access to treatment. Because I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had with people who have shared that they like really have to think of if they're going to do a stem cell transplant because they'll be out of work so long. It's really like, can I feed my family or should I not do this treatment? And that means, I don't know if you know, but I mean, when you get to the point of needing a stem cell transplant or a bone marrow transplant, that's your last bridge. And so I talk to these people and they're like, I don't know if I can afford to do it. Meaning I can't afford to live. So advocacy is so important. We have more than 50,000 grassroots warriors, you know, online warriors reaching out to their representatives to encourage them to support the laws that are coming through to make it easier to have the treatment that you need, have the care that you need, and break down some of those barriers. So that's the second, research advocacy. And then we have patient services and support. And this is so incredibly important. We have a program where we help pay copays. You know, when you go to the doctor, you have your copays. And depending on what kind of insurance you have in this country, it's very difficult because, you know, your copays could mean that the difference between your kid playing Little League or not, right? So we have this copay assistance program that has paid more than $234 million in copay assistance. We also have travel support. I will tell you a story. When I had my second stem cell transplant at City of Hope, it was an unrelated donor transplant, and I have a transplant twin. His name is Martin. And we had the same doctor. We were both at City of Hope. We were both getting transplant on the same floor on the same day. Okay. Wow. This is January 17th, 11 years ago now. And his wife, they had two kids, and his wife told me the story that his name is Martin. And he had called her and said, I need you, babe. I need you here tonight. Because it's overwhelming and scary and heartbreaking and scary if I didn't say that. And so she didn't have any money in the bank account for gas to drive from the Inland Empire all the way out to City of Hope. And she went to their mailbox that day, and in the mailbox was a card to pay for gas for her to get back and forth to visit him.
Wow.
Yeah. And it made all the difference, right? And we do that for thousands and thousands of patients. And that's part of what we do in our services and support. And of course, there's support groups. There's the, you can go to lls.org and find out. You can call in and talk to trained nurses and trained social workers to help you figure out what the heck you're going to do. What does this mean? I just got this diagnosis. What am I supposed to do now? So there's so many things that make the difference because it's not just about surviving and it's not just about the patient. It's about the whole family and it's about surviving well. Does that make sense?
I'm speaking with Diane Callahan, a superstar volunteer with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and a former Visionary of the Year. Are there other examples you can offer us about how LLS accomplishes these goals?
Well, there's something that I want to share with you that's really exciting. It's called the Dare to Dream Project, and it is part of the LLS Children's Initiative. Because think about this, we've gotten to a place where most kids that get diagnosed with pediatric blood cancer, most kids survive now. We went from basically no one surviving to a place where we're like in the 80s, 90s. I mean, and that's a high number. It's a great number. But what we've realized is that all along, what we've been doing is giving these children a smaller dose of adult chemo. And now we have all kinds of research over years and decades that show how hard it is for children to thrive after they've survived and gotten all this treatment. And so LLS is striving right now to raise $175 million. We'll take the extra four, let me just say. $175 million over the next 5 years because we want to be finding better treatments that match these kids. I mean, because so many kids, 40% of pediatric cancers are blood cancers, right? 40%. And then 80% of childhood cancer survivors, 80, develop chronic health issues from their treatment. And then only 5% of cancer drugs have been approved for first-time use in children because we've been going with adult cancer drugs and watering them down, so to speak. And so we started the LLS PEDAL program. So PED for pediatric and AL for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And it was the first integrated global pediatric leukemia master clinical trial, it's a mouthful, to test new safer therapies matched individually to patients based on their unique biome, right? It is a new world in this work that LLS does to take care of everyone who, I always say when I'm doing fundraising, if you are unlucky enough to hear the words, you have cancer or your daughter has cancer, you should be lucky enough to get through it and survive it. And that's what we try to do, to make sure that everyone has every chance.
You are a former LLS Visionary of the Year.
Yes.
What is the Visionaries of the Year campaign?
Oh my goodness. So originally, this campaign, for your listeners, might recall hearing Man and Woman of the Year, Man of the Year, Woman of the Year. And that's what it started out as. And we've recently kind of recreated it into this Visionaries of the Year. But it's all the same thing. It's people who are driven, generous, want to make a difference in the world, and they are nominated every spring. Well, they're usually nominated in the fall, let's be honest. And then the campaign happens in the spring. Across the country, we have 75 different regions that are doing this campaign. We have more than 700 candidates this year. 700! That's so amazing. And so these amazingly passionate and driven people, they sign up to raise money. It's as simple as that. You get 10 weeks. So you get focused, you get in there, and you get to work with professional fundraisers who are part of the LLS staff and volunteer group. And you go out there and set a goal and do whatever it is that works for you to raise the money. And then at the end, we have our finale, you know, like the big finale. And the Visionary of the Year in each of those 75 regional markets is crowned, so to speak. But there's no crowns. Don't think about that. But it's the person who raised the most money in the 10 weeks. And then nationally, the person who raised the most money across the nation is named the National Visionary of the Year.
Tell us about your campaign. How long ago did you run?
Well, I originally ran for Woman of the Year in 2017, and we raised about $75,000. And what was so cool is that I didn't win. There was another woman, and she raised a little over $100,000. And she was running in honor of her daughter, Samantha, who was a survivor. And I'm like, I don't care about winning. To me, the win is everybody getting to survive, right? But then they asked me to come back and do what we call this all-star program. And that's where you compete against everybody across the country as a quote all-star because you've done it once before. And I did that in 2021 and we raised a lot of money and I was named the LLS National All-Star Woman of the Year.
Now, what is your personal connection to LLS? How did you get roped into this?
Well, I got roped into it because I heard the words, you have blood cancer. So in 2007, I got to get my dates right. I got a little chemo brain. What can I say? In 2007, I was diagnosed with aggressive stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And because here's the thing, these blood cancers are tricky and it's not that easy to diagnose them, especially for adults, because it can look like a lot of other things. And so by the time we finally got it diagnosed and I started working with my oncologist, who's still my man to this day, he later told me that the day we met, I was at death's door and he did not know if I would be alive the next day. Pretty scary. I'm glad I didn't know that at the time. But we started a really aggressive chemotherapy regimen at that point. And I went through treatment for 6 months and got in remission. And then sometimes I hesitate to tell my story because I don't want people to assume that my story will be their journey, because most people are one and done. You know, they go through it, they get their treatment, and they ride off into the sunset. I was riding off into the sunset for about 4 years, and then I had a relapse, and I had what they call an autologous stem cell transplant, meaning they harvest my own stem cells and clean them and then put them back in. And I was in a clinical trial, and I was just a little bit radioactive for a few days there. I mean, I couldn't heat up a lean cuisine or anything, but, you know, I had some microwave going on. But that was an epic fail, my oncologist said. The cancer was kicking my butt. It was already back within about 6 months. So then we had to look for an unrelated stem cell donor, which is crazy because I have two brothers and two sisters, and they say each full sibling has about a 25% chance of being a match. And I figured 25 times 4 is 100 last time I looked. So I was in, right? They tested them, and not one of those people was a match for me, which started a lot of conversations about when I was adopted. But my mom swears I wasn't adopted. Anyway, so I was blessed because we found a donor through Be The Match. And I'm 100% Norwegian. And so I don't have a beautiful mix of ethnicities inside of me. So being 100% something, being a Northern European background, makes it a lot easier to find a well-matched donor. Mm. There are a lot of people in Northern Europe who are on the registry. Now, if you have all kinds of beautiful ethnicities mixed in, it's really hard to find a match. And so I also volunteer with Be The Match, which is now called NMDP, to help raise money and help support survivors. Because like I said, if you're unlucky enough to get blood cancer, you need to be lucky enough to survive it. And one of those aspects is getting people on the registry.
How did the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society help you in your journey?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me start by saying this. One of the treatments, one of the drugs that helped me survive all three times was a monoclonal antibody called Rituxan. We used to call it Teddy Ruxpin because I couldn't remember the name of it. Rituxan was found by a researcher funded by LLS. So we knew from the get-go that I owe my life. Okay, I don't want to get all choked up, but I owe my life to LLS for the research that they've done. And that was back then. I mean, that's like almost 17 years ago, right? Think about the research that all of this fundraising that we're doing is funding now. Think about how many more people are going to survive and survive well. So that was number one. I also called the hotline crying, like, they said I need a transplant. What am I supposed to do? And so they hooked me up with someone, a volunteer, who they call a peer volunteer, who talked me through what a transplant is like. And turns out he was the younger brother of a gal I went to high school with. That's crazy because it's everywhere. Blood cancer is everywhere. And then the third thing is, LLS gave me a mission. After I got through the 6 months of heavy, hardcore treatment, we reached out to LLS to say, hey, what can we do? And the first thing was I saw Team in Training, which is where you train for marathons and you raise money. And my husband, who was my fiance at the time, he's like, I told you I don't do like mountain climbing and all that stuff. Do they have anything else? Anything else we could do? And so at the time I looked and it was Light the Night, the walk program that happens in the fall. And so I signed up and this woman who worked there called me up. We went to lunch. I told her my story. I was bald still, you know. And she said, your team could raise $10,000. And I said, do they know you drink on the job? Because I'm like, what the heck? $10,000? And dang it, if she wasn't right. We ended up combining our wedding with the walk. We got married on a Friday night in our backyard. And the next day I got a bus donated and we went to the walk and we were Team I Do. And we raised about $12,000. And helping people, having a mission is a huge part of surviving well. So LLS gave me that part too. And wouldn't you know it, a few months after that, I get a call from their executive director saying, could you please change careers and come work for us? And so I said yes. And I went from a career I was really good at and knew everything to not knowing anything. And I've worked for LLS for a number of years, running Light the Night and the student programs and Man and Woman of the Year. And it was wonderful. And then I went through both of my transplants while I worked there.
So you had a very personal connection with LLS when you were running for Visionary of the Year.
Yes. Also, I will share that my younger sister is also a lymphoma survivor. They can't figure out, you know, a genetic cause for that. But we did live across from a school. And I think, you know, they were using certain things for weeds and on the stuff and on the yards and playgrounds. And so that's probably the reason. But when she was diagnosed, I was working with LLS. And then that became my reason. She has three children. She has to live.
What are some ways that you have seen candidates fundraise over the years?
Oh, my gracious. There's so many things. It boggles the mind. If you look at it like a blue sky thing, you could do anything. You could have a golf tournament. You could have a wine tasting. You could have any kind of, that's under the event part, right? Having events. But, you know, the number one way that people in this campaign, visionaries, raise money is by a direct ask. Like they send letters to their Christmas card list or they put it out on their social media and they just say, this is really important to me and here is why. And they encourage people to make a donation. And it's as simple as that. I had a team one time that did their own miniature golf tournament in their offices, not like at Fiesta Village, but I mean, so you can do anything almost that you can dream of. And I occasionally, I say it's sort of sometimes, not all the time, I do a fashion show called The Survivor Strut. All the models are cancer survivors. And all the money we raise goes to LLS, and it's super fun. And, you know, you don't have to look like a model. You just have to want to help people. And we have a blast.
I've been speaking with Diane Callahan, a superstar volunteer with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and a former Visionary of the Year. On Sunday, May 5th, I will be hosting a fundraising event at Whiskey River in Norco. We'll ask for a $5 cover charge for line dancing and lessons taught by me. And all the proceeds will go towards LLS and my campaign for Visionary of the Year. Tailgate Mom will also be selling some special Kick Some Cancer Ass shirts to help me raise money. And again, it all gets donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's going to happen on Sunday, May 5th at Whiskey River in Norco from 6:30 p.m. to 10. You can find more information on the events page at kfrog.com. And if you would like to donate directly to my campaign, go to KFrog for the Cure. .com. That's KFrog, KFROG, the number 4, thecure.com. Diane, anything else you think we should know?
Well, all I have to say is I'm so excited for your event. I'm so going to be there. I'm going to be rocking my shirt and my red cowboy boots, and I'm going to be learning line dancing since I haven't done it in like 15, 20 years or something. And it's going to be so much fun. And that's what it is. It's bringing people together to do important work that has to happen, to fund research, to fund advocacy, to fund services to families and patients. And when you do that, when you come out and you're part of that, or you go online and make a donation, remember that you're also funding improving treatment for all kinds of cancers and all kinds of diseases. So there can't be anything more, I'm about to say there can't be anything more important than that. But when you think about the numbers, once every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. I mean, you may think you don't know someone with a blood cancer story, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure you do. So this is just a super fun way to celebrate those of us who have survived. Remember those we love who have not survived, and do our part to make sure that, again, if you hear the words, your son has cancer, or you have cancer, that you're going to have the best shot at living your best life and thriving in your survivorship.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I've been speaking with Diane Callahan, a superstar volunteer with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and a former Visionary of the Year. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for all that you have done to make a difference in our community.
You are welcome. It is a joy to serve. And what I was going to say earlier is that helping people is also a kind of medicine. So that's something that LLS has given me too, because when you help people, you're also helping yourself. So I say, let's all get together and support our friend and support LLS and make it happen.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.